This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
We're live. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, it's Tuesday, the 15th of September. I will be live with a full transmission. First, a key report from John Bowne.
According to Reuters, Russia has demanded Washington restart military-to-military cooperation to avert unintended incidents near Syria at a time when U.S. officials say Moscow is building up forces to protect President Bashar al-Assad's government. Of course, Assad is backed by Russia and openly blamed by the United States for attacks on his own people, attacks that just don't add up.
This is a big issue that we're facing here, and Americans have seen a lies of WMDs in Iraq. They've seen the lies that brought us to Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin. We've seen so many of these staged events, so many of these false flags. Now, I want to be clear as well. I believe that there was some type of chemical attack. The numbers aren't clear. The media has tried to claim already. Alex Jones says nothing happened. No, something happened in the middle of a battle zone in the capital city, Damascus, of Syria. And now Assad's come out and said today, why would I attack a bunch of civilians knowing that the West has said that that's their red line a year ago to the day, that they would come and bombard us and back up the rebels? Do I want to get arrested and killed? Do I want to be thrown out of power? Do I want to see every church in Syria burned to the ground because the al-Qaeda groups Obama is supporting have said that? And I talk to a lot of special forces people on and off air. Including today. And they said, yeah, none of this makes any sense. And the West is on record funding the rebels with even heavy weapons like tanks, heat-seeking missiles, you name it. So this is really incredible. BBC News admits they put out a fake photo from a real massacre Saddam had been involved in from 2003. But they lied and said these were the thousands dead from Assad when it looks like max it was 100.
The Obama administration claims to be fighting ISIS, while plenty of evidence shows the Obama administration has long supported ISIS. Now, the hornet's nest is stirring in Obama's inner circle. The Guardian reports Barack Obama's intelligence chief, James Clapper, is said to be in frequent and unusual contact with a military intelligence officer at the center of a growing scandal over rosy portrayals of the war against the Islamic State. James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, is said to talk nearly every day with the head of U.S. Central Command's intelligence wing, Army Brigadier General Stephen Grove, which is highly unusual, according to a former intelligence official. Grove is said to be implicated in a Pentagon inquiry into manipulated war intelligence. The Daily Beast recently reported more than 50 intelligence analysts working out of the U.S. Military Central Command have formally complained that their reports on ISIS and al-Qaeda's branch in Syria were being inappropriately altered by senior officials.
One of the key aspects of the policymaking process in the United States is that analysts get to say what they think without any interference, without anybody changing it. So this is a very, very serious charge. I think it needs to be fully investigated. And if there is truth that somebody has been meddling with their analysis, I think somebody needs to lose their job over
it. It appears the giant lie 9/11 victim FBI al-Qaeda expert John O'Neill tried to expose is finally caving in on itself. Now, hundreds of Iranian soldiers have been sent to Syria in an effort to help Russia defend the al-Assad government, according to the Israeli media, rendering the Obama administration's sole purpose for truly being in Syria pointless. Ynet News, the English-language Israeli news website, reports that Soleimani, commander of Iran's elite Quds force, is cooperating with Russia. An Israeli military source told Ynet, Iran stepped up military involvement in Syria is due to Assad's crisis and under Russian-Iranian cooperation as a result of a meeting between Soleimani with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This claim has not yet been independently verified. It's hard to forecast whether Russia's presence will decide the fate of Syria, but it will lengthen the fighting and bloodletting for at least another year because ISIS won't give up, the source said. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today, watch the informational videos, and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
There is a lot of things happening in the world. But if you turned on national television news here in the U.S., you would think it was Donald Trump visiting Dallas yesterday. Well, our own Joe Biggs was there covering it, and we've got some video of that with some of the highlights that will be developing. Donald Trump came out and basically hammered sanctuary cities, hammered the fact that we're giving all this free welfare to illegals, and said a lot of things that are, quite frankly, true. And he is now the major front runner, but of course, Dr. Carson is a close second, so Trump's been attacking him, which will only make Carson then go up in the polls, similar to what the Democrats did attacking Trump early on, which is why Rand Paul doesn't want to be friends with the mainstream media. He wants them attacking him like he did in Kentucky. That's what got him in the Senate. And I'm oversimplifying politics here, but in this heated environment, in this world climate of political systems that we've now entered, folks want
to hear it brazenly put out. They want a populist message that rings with the people. We've got a clip of Miss South Carolina blast holes through anti-gun question. When they ask her about gun violence, the answer is guns aren't committing the violence, people are. And the answer is getting mentally ill people and folks that have been caught committing crimes. The answer is getting guns out of their hands is basically what she said. We'll put a clip coming up, and it was about education, not the gun itself. And she got a rousing applause. And the media was like, oh, it's shocking. The crowd supported her. Well, that's because the centralized government brainwashing cult system has gone too far. Because the public has been resisting its propaganda. Because the public has been saying no to this political agenda. They simply increased it two or three times what they were previously doing. And I've said over and over again, that's wonderful because that's going to backfire. If we politically expose that it's a fraud and don't go along with it. Another exciting clip I've got here that ties in to Jerry Seinfeld a few months ago, coming out and saying political correctness is just terrible. Many comedians I know will not go to a college now and give a comedic speech to the students, even if we're asked to go there, because we'll be demonized. My own daughter, when I said, hey, we're going to move back to New York because you're 14 years old, there's more boys. She said, Dad, boys and girls together are sexist. Saying the word boy or girl sexist. Well, no, see, he thought she was crazy. He thought she didn't understand liberalism and political correctness. He said, she's just ignorant and doesn't know the terms. No, your daughter's following the directives from the public school and from the private schools and from the TV and from the media. Men existing is evil. Women existing is evil. He and she existing is bad. This is a total system of ending the human community as we know it. So we'll get into that clip because now Obama has come out and slammed liberal PC culture on college campuses. He said you shouldn't be coddled and that you should read things you don't agree with and even things that are offensive. We're going to play that clip coming up. But why would he do that? Because it's creating such a giant backlash that they want to get rid of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn because it's got words from the period in it. And if you can go that far, you can ban anything. The people directing Obama have him doing this so that people go back to sleep and so that folks think, oh, see, even the president doesn't support that, so that you think it's fringe, so you think it's insane, so you think it's radical. You think it's feminazis, you think it's environmentalist wackos, all those terms that right-wing talk radio taught us, they're very dangerous. Because it's scientific to break up the family. It's scientific to restrict words. It's a scientific plan to reduce the language so that it's impossible for us to ever intellectualize the predicament we're in. This is the dumbing down and the domestication. And it's just like having Joe Biden go around and say he's pro-Second Amendment. Nobody's coming after your guns. It's simply a tactic where Obama shows up to look reasonable right when they know the top is getting ready to blow off the top of the stack, right when they know that the water is boiling over. And he says, well, here, let's play the clip in a moment, where he slams liberal PC culture on college campuses and says you shouldn't be coddled. From the idea of, oh, I've seen it. Back in high school, I walked into a mall bookstore and I bought Mein Kampf
by Adolf Hitler because I wanted to read the book written by Adolf Hitler. I wanted to see what he actually had to say. And the woman freaked out at the counter and asked me why I was reading something like this. I said, it's history, lady. And she wouldn't even have known that it was what Mein Kampf was, but Hitler was on the cover of it, had an orange cover. I bought it because it was the cheapest one they had there. They had several different ones. And she could see Hitler on the front of it. This is the just incredible ignorance that we face. But the social engineers, they know it's not ignorance on their part. They are instilling mindless ignorance. And you see it in play every day for the last 6 years on MSNBC, where if you oppose Obamacare, they don't intellectually argue with you on death panels or doubling and tripling prices or Gruber screwing you over, laughing at you. They look at you with a straight face and they say, why do you hate our black president? But here's Obama now playing good cop. All his surrogates, his operatives, the big foundations that created him push this agenda. He's up there to remind the old classical liberals that everything's okay. Because here's the secret. Real classical liberals that I may agree with on some issues but disagree with on others aren't bad people. And they're getting really, really scared. I mean more modern classical liberals. A Democrat of, say, the 40s or the 50s or the 60s. Misguided by major foundations, manipulated, but not a cultist, not someone that wants to burn books, not someone that wants to ban free speech. They're waking up and getting really, really upset right now about the clear tyranny they see from the Democratic Party. And that's causing an internal war within their own system. I mean, a lot of liberals were involved in social engineering because they thought it was for a greater good. But now they're going, wait a minute, we're now going to social engineer that father and mother is hurtful and that he and she is hurtful? We can't say he or she. I'm not doing that. That is total cult brainwashing. And so they back off a little bit. But as soon as opposition dies, they'll come right back in. But it's a big deal to have Obama out giving speeches like this. Here it is.
Now, one thing I do want to point out is it's not just sometimes folks who are mad that colleges are too liberal that have a problem. Sometimes, you know, there are folks on college campuses who are liberal and maybe even agree with me on a bunch of issues who sometimes aren't listening to the other side. And that's a problem, too. I was just talking to a friend of mine about this. You know, I've heard some college campuses where they don't want to have a guest speaker who, you know, is too conservative. Or they don't want to read a book if it has language that is offensive to African Americans or somehow sends a demeaning signal towards women. And, you know, I got to tell you, I don't agree with that either. You know, I don't agree that you, when you become students at colleges, have to be coddled and protected from different points of view. You know, I think that you should be able to, you know, you should invite anybody, anybody who comes to speak to you and you disagree with, you should have an argument with them. But you shouldn't silence them by saying you can't come because, you know, I'm too sensitive to hear what you have to say. That's not the way we learn either.
All right.
So, what do you think? All right.
Meanwhile, I have been censored by Apple. I have been censored by Google. I have been censored in many other ways for criticizing Obama. You can read the news articles. And when they banned the Obama deception from iTunes, even though a major company solicited us and computerized it, digitized it to their liking, submitted it to Apple. They'd never of thousands of films had it refused. And the Obama deception was refused by Apple. They resubmitted it. They refused it again and came back and said it's racist and we don't put racist material on Apple. Google solicited us, because not all of Google's bad. It's compartmentalized groups. So we want you to put your products on a Google store. So I did. They took it down within 1 week, and they said in the email, it is racist. Now, even if it was racist, it should have a right to be sold if I pay them a percentage having that platform in a free country. But it didn't have anything racist in it. In fact, it was about empowering humanity. That's why they don't like it.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Keep on pushing and fighting. They don't want to see.
laws that go on killing one another. But it doesn't matter. Somebody's been programmed to hate you because of your race or where you're from. They hate your guts, even though you've done nothing to them. Even though you know they're your brother or your sister, they have a soul. You can't get through to them. Because they've already been programmed. On a scale of 1 to 10, this is a very important one I'm about to say. The West, when it comes to enslavement, barbarism, human sacrifice, historically from the archaeological record and from historians from the time in later Western history, but still ancient, I'd have to say the West is about an 8 for murder, enslavement, killing, evil. No problem, though. Every other region, every other sector, every other human culture is about the same. And during different periods of pressure, sometimes they're a 10. And that's all objective. You can put any number on that you wanted to. But all I've been taught my whole life was how evil the West was, how inherently bad white people were. And then I studied history from even foreign perspectives, and it's just not true. And why the West is great, and why I say it's the best, on average, some cultures are better in other things for whatever manifestation, whatever manifest destiny reason, just like different breeds of dogs behave differently and have different attributes. The West has been the great innovator, the great builders, the great scientists. Now, much of the ideas the West has come from the East, come from the South, come from even older cultures. But for whatever reason, many of those cultures fell before and never rose back up. And the West, the Romans particularly, were great innovators at grabbing other cultures and using it when other cultures tended to not innovate. They intended to invent things, but then not innovate off of that, on average. And so it was the West that was the melting pot. It was the West early on that actually wasn't racist and sectarian like some of the other groups. Now, the West became like that later. But to see the social engineers playing us off against each other now, it doesn't matter what differences there are, what real beefs there are, or payback for this or payback for that. The stimuli, the conditioning, the brainwashing, the push for political correctness and all of this is about breaking down society and hurting all of us. I don't care if you're a white farm boy or a old black man, or you are a Mesoamerican immigrant from Guatemala that just came to Austin, Texas last week. In the final equation, the architects of this current world system that's little less than 200 years old want to destroy your intellect, want to destroy your opportunities, and are in vicious, desperate, covert warfare against you in an attempt to suppress the human community coming to a next level event that will then transcend the current crisis we're in and bring us to type one civilization. And the moment we hit that next level, all of this old dark age stuff is out the window. And if libertarian ideas take hold, and if we truly embrace free will and free association, and we praise the greatness in all humans, but praise those that are able to use their gifts to the greatest extent, they will become an example to the young, and we will pull out of all this evil, and we can do incredible things together. But instead, we're being sabotaged by the ruling elite, who are already in control, and who want to pull up the ladder and who don't want your children and my children and their great-grandchildren to live together in peace with fabulous technologies that we can't even imagine today. My goal at my core is to empower humanity. What's yours?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Spend your life with Dentovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us. We have Larry Pratt, the head of Guns America, with a new raft of under-the-table assaults on the Second Amendment. He's going to be joining us to alert us to those dangers as a modern Paul Revere at the bottom of the next hour, correct? Is he on at 12:30? So I want to open the phones up on just any topic you wish to discuss, any of the news stories I've mentioned, any of the articles we're going to get into, you agree with me, you disagree, whatever the case is, I absolutely want to hear from you here today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, I've talked a lot about the products, and you're going to want to hear this pitch, because this isn't even a pitch. You guys bring me a silver bullet. There was one in here, but it's gone. Thank you. It's probably under the counter. Thanks. I've talked a lot about colloidal silver and how I've had infections before topically, but also internally, and antibiotics didn't work, and colloidal silver did. And last Memorial Day, last week, I went out to the lake with family to some friends' houses that had like a 25-foot, two-story boat dock. And we were jumping off the top, and one time I didn't think and didn't blow air out my nose. I don't hold my nose. I just blow air out of my nose. And a huge fount of lake water after a big rain, dirty water, somewhat dirty water, shot up my nose. And I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, that burns. I bet I got an infection. Because I'm not really infection-prone, but if I swim in a creek or the ocean sometimes, or something else, I get earaches like anybody else. And if it goes up my nose, I get my eustachian tubes blocked in my throat. And then I thought I must have clenched my teeth on Tuesday because it just hurt on one side of my head. So I ignored it, didn't even take a little silver for 2-3 days. Then it spread up underneath into my limp nose, started really puffing out. You can't see it too good on TV, but, I mean, it's out a good quarter inch on each side. And so I went and saw the medical folks today, really great fellow that I've been going to for years. And the truth is, I only used colloidal silver for 2 days, and I don't know if it worked because the stuff went down last Thursday, Friday, and then I just quit using it. And then it came back Sunday, and it hurt so bad, then I didn't end up coming to work yesterday. I should have just gone to the doctor yesterday. So I can't get up here, you know, like I would normally because I've had a chest cold before I couldn't get rid of. A colloidal silver knocked it out. I've had infections before on the skin. But I'll tell you, sometimes colloidal silver doesn't work. It's just one more weapon in a arsenal. That's why antibiotics don't work sometimes. They're an incredible blessing. They've just been overused. So I don't use antibiotics. I mean, I really waited. Most folks would have gone in a day or two. I waited another week to go in to try to beat it myself. And I just did it kind of in a half-you-know-what way because I didn't even take colloidal silver every day. But regardless, I went and got a big shot of antibiotics this morning in my hind end. It did not feel good. And we'll see what it does. But I finally went this morning because I felt like I had ice picks jammed into my jaws on both sides. And I went in. They checked it 100% blocked on each one of the eustachian tubes. They're all swollen and you name it. I cleared my ears and pus came out. So I'm not bragging, saying I'm tough, any of this stuff to be here on air. Please don't call in and thank me and say you're tough. Thanks for being here. Give me grandma's remedy. I'm only telling you why I'm a little slow today, why I pause sometimes when I'm speaking. This is better than laying in bed or sitting on the couch. So I'm glad I'm here on air. I wouldn't miss it. The big problem is you lay down at night, now that I know it was eustachian tubes. That's why it's real bad and painful at night because they fill up. So it's a lot worse when I wake up in the morning. I look like a chipmunk or something. But what a miracle antibiotics if they work. You know, I had a chest infection one time I couldn't get rid of, drank 2 bottles of colloidal silver, knocked it out. Another time, the antibiotics worked great. Just imagine if we didn't have these tools out there. Just like one antibiotic might not work, but another one does. Well, it's the same thing with colloidal silver. It is not the magic silver bullet, but it's as close as you're going to get to a silver bullet. That's why I call it silver bullet. And, I could have just doubled down, drunk a whole bottle of it, to see what happened. But I think it slowed it down last week because it went away pretty much. And then it came right back this weekend. And I just said, that's it. I'm going to the doctor. They gave me some steroids, too. I don't know if I'm going to take those, some pills. Anti-inflammatory steroids, not anabolic steroids, where rumor starts there. But I still don't like those. But we'll see what happens. When antibiotics do work, they seem to hit in 24 hours. So hopefully I can tell you whether they worked or not tomorrow. It's kind of an interesting little lab test we're doing here. But I'm not going to just sit here, take the antibiotics, get better than said it was colloidal silver. If I tell you that colloidal silver has worked for me in many occasions, it's because it did. But see, that's the difference. I'm not going to get up here because I know it has some effect and then just say, oh, it's the miracle cure-all to everything. I'm just not going to do that. And I know that's not really special either. I mean, that's just somebody telling the truth. But you'd be surprised how many people would give you a load of bull. And that's really what discredits a lot of alternative treatments, is people calling them cures. I was talking to a guy just the other day, and we were talking about a friend we have that's a young woman. She has lung cancer, never smoked. And he was like, well, don't they have a cure for that? Or do they have a cure for lung cancer now? And it was some mainstream medical thing. I said, I don't think it's a cure, sir. I think that it's a more promising treatment with a better prognosis of survival rate. So both modern medicine tries to call stuff cures, and so does alternative medicine and nutraceuticals. And I think that's really bad. I mean, if something just helps, it's good. If something fixes something right away, I guess you can call it a cure, like antibiotics, but it makes the next wave of bugs even stronger. So does it cure it down the road? It's like QE3 or QE4, unlimited money printing. Yeah, it works the first couple times. Now we're going on QE4. QE unlimited. And they give the money to select central interest who get first use of it. We get all the toxic effects of it. I had four people this morning, four people, a nurse, a waiter, and two people come up to me, one at the doctor's office, and then a waiter, wasn't even my waiter, at a restaurant this morning after I went early this morning when it opened, and two other people, separate. And guess what they all asked me about? They said, all of them, that they listen to the show, they appreciate the show, and is financial collapse imminent? In all four cases, they're like, oh, sorry to bug you. You don't look too happy. I got an earache. Don't worry about it. But I guess my body language was I didn't want to be messed with. Because I hadn't taken any Advil before then. It was really hurting bad. It's like an explosion going off of my left ear. I said, no, I want to answer your question. I looked at him and I said, I don't know when it's going to explode and then collapse, but it's like pumping air into a beach ball. You keep doing it long enough, it's going to explode. And the beach ball has got seams starting to split. It's even making noise like air is coming out of it. And the question is, does it slowly expand and pop a bunch of holes and then slowly collapse, but still like a big bag on the ground? That's kind of our economy. Or does it blow wide open and split the seam and it's laying flat on the ground and we're in a total depression? I don't know when it's going to blow. I don't know how it's going to blow exactly. All I know is anyone can tell you this is untenable, unsustainable, mega dangerous. The elites are running the bunkers, delivering armored vehicles to every city, and preparing to round up patriots. Does that sound like a good scenario to you? I don't have all the answers. All I know is this is going on, and it's bringing in a world government run by people that are so wicked, they want total world domination over everything you do, every decision you make, and over your mind. The globalists do not want you to be perceptive. They do not want you to be powerful. They do not want you to be free. They are incredible enslavers. And all I know is they're not good. They claim they're engaging in all this tyranny to bring in a total control system to protect the earth from wars and factions killing each other. I'll be honest with you. If there was a quasi-tyranny, I'm just going to be totally honest from now on, that had good fruits and empowered individuals, but went and shut down really bad people, I would say it was a lesser of evils, very dangerous, might become the ultimate tyranny down the road, but I wouldn't fight it to the point of putting my full will against it to where I try to force its hand against me. There isn't a cell in my body that doesn't know the globalists are pure death to our culture and this society. They are absolutely turned over to destruction of freedom. They are absolutely turned over to dumbing down the population. They are totally committed to every form of oppression you can imagine. There is no worse course than going along with them. going along with these people, acquiescing, playing along with this modern matrix, is suicide. And it's suicide of the soul, and I'm not going to be part of it. So, all I can tell you is I sit back and I study history and I study these people, and it's just unspeakable the stuff they pull off and things they do. And the will to exercise power by these people is incredible. It takes will to put fluoride in water, knowing it's going to dumb people down and cause cancer and infertility. It takes will in every major vaccine line to put hardcore cancer-causing viruses that implant in the sides of the cells, in the cell membranes, and then activate as a time-released weapon to cause a horribly long, painful death where they then suck all the money out of the person they're killing. I mean, that is more vampiric than anything I can imagine in some Bram Stoker novel. And if you spiritually look at these people, I hate to be dark, but people don't want to look at the darkness because it scares them. And then the darkness cloaks itself in the light. And so you don't want to look at it because on the surface it looks beautiful. But if you look at the fruits of the New World Order, the fruits of these people, it is abject sorrow. And so, I'm just here, and my team of great reporters and crew are here to try to just warn people as best we can. We don't have all the answers. We don't know everything. We just know evil when it's staring us right in the face. And they play these childlike games with everybody on the news. Where they just sit there and go, there's no death panels. You can keep your doctor. It's going to be free. We're not coming for your guns. Nobody wants world government. There's no such thing as a plan for carbon taxes. That's ridiculous, Senator. What, do you think we didn't land on the moon, too, and there's little aliens? Oh, really, Al Gore? Here's your company for carbon trading. I'm not going to respond to that. It's kind of like that congressman when he's talking to Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura goes, what about this bill for FEMA camps and a set up nationwide political dissonance? That guy goes, I don't believe in big machines with green aliens coming out eating people. Ventura goes, no, here's the bill. And the guy goes, oh, that bill. Oh, that was another bill. It's all funny to them. They live, we sleep. They're aware of the secrets of the universe to a greater extent. We aren't. But it's our fault that we've let these people in control. I've told you for many years, because it was announced by the Council of the Americas, run by the Rockefellers and the UN. It's been put in all the main government literature. I made films about it showing you the literature, showing you their speeches, showing you the four-year documents 15 years ago, 8 years ago. These are big data dumps that came out. And they just have responses on television saying Lou Dobbs and Alex Jones are insane. There is no secret treaty from Waco, Texas, 2005. There is no move for a world government. And there is no move to make Atlanta or L.A. There's an open commission. It's being set up to establish the North American capital and to declare North America a Latin American state. Now, that's been agreed to by the corporations and countries at least 15 years ago when I first saw it, agreed to, with the head ministers at meetings agreeing to it. Hollywood Reporter today, Infowars.com. It's on DrudgeReport.com as well. L.A. touts itself as northern capital of Latin America for 2024 Olympic bid. And then they officially say it's going to be the capital of all of Latin America. And it's funny, in some of those documents, this is what they say. We don't want Atlanta because it's too eastern. It won't be accepted to then join the full American Union. So we should stick it in L.A. And there it is. And they just roll it out in front of you like they do everything else. And here's my issue. I'm not against the people of Latin America. But the reason they want to merge us with this is because those people never got out from under colonialism for real. They're enslaved. The globalists have got them in a total death grip. And they're only bringing them up here to forge them into a political move that'll break any voting bloc in North America to stop the public merger into the NAU that was signed by Vicente Fox, Paul Martin, and George W. Bush at Baylor, Texas in 2005. And it came out in the Banff Canada documents where they admitted it was ratified and signed, so the corporations gave the orders. The heads of government state then voted again to certify and ratify it. The president signed it, and then they had a secret legislature certify it. I mean, we're already under it, but they're just getting us ready for the announcement. I mean, this is the games they play, people. So, listen, they are setting up a world government, and it's a world government where they forcibly inoculate you with stuff where you get cancer 10 years later, and they kill you dead in hand. And David Rockefeller's upset that you're not taking the shot. Now they're just going to spray it on.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com now.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Thank you. we got loaded phone lines, and we'll get to them when we kick the next hour off here in about 7 minutes. So, I'm not against all these poor, desperate Latin American people that want to come here. In fact, on average, I like people from Latin America. In many cases, they are harder working than spoiled third, fourth, fifth generation Americans. So that goes for black kids, white kids, Hispanic kids. Everybody knows they tend to get more spoiled, more rotten each generation. Until you'll see really nice white families with the worst grandkids you can imagine. Really nice black families with the worst black, you know, grandkids you can imagine. Or Hispanic kids. I mean, it really is a phenomenon. So we're so corrupt and decadent, there's an argument that they sell that makes sense. Hey, just let in a bunch of third world people because, you know, we killed all our babies, we don't have kids, and we need somebody to pay Social Security. And these people work pretty hard. The government is advertising now for deadbeats that want welfare and have their babies for free. And the Democrats scoop them up and turn them into hardcore communists running around with red flags. I mean, I see commies every week now on the side of the road with red flags. I'll just be downtown having dinner and 500 commies march by, you know, screaming, kill the police. I mean, I got video. And so the globalists are making their move is the point. So I understand people wanting to come here. I know a lot of immigrants are great people. I'll say, on average, when it comes to common sense, appreciating things, probably have better souls than a fifth-generation spoiled American. Just from what I've experienced. I know they're easier to wake up to the New World Order if I can communicate with them. But the globalists have looked at all the numbers. They've looked at all the angles, and they've decided we need giant Eastern European, giant Asian, giant Middle Eastern, and giant Central and South American populations up here. And we're going to politically use these people to break the back of the Republic forever, take the guns, the whole nine yards. Same thing with Europe. And the Socialist parties and the Communist parties state that. And they admit that. And that's the key. They're arrogant. They think we're so stupid, they've admitted all this. I mean, look at these articles I have right here. Look at these articles. Germany and Austria lose borders, but now they've closed them. I'm going to explain what's behind that. But here's the key. Report, Sweden's pro-refugee policies aren't working out so well. Well, if you want to destroy the country, they're working really well. It's like shooting somebody in the head and saying that bullet didn't work too well. No, it worked really well. Open borders, welfare state, bad news for Europe's most welcoming country. That's their national slogan. The Globe and Mail reports a major new research firm study. Now get these numbers. In Sweden, where equality is revealed, inequity is now entrenched. And it goes on to break it down. That 58% of welfare payments go to immigrants, 16% to the population that's native. And a lot of them aren't really Swedes. Think about that. Staggering unemployment rate for immigrants, even after 15 years living in the country, and skyrocketing welfare costs. And then it gets into the 1,400% rise in rapes. 95% of it is the immigrants. Now, these guys from the Middle East don't rape you if you're covered up and have a hood over your head. They'd be scared to death. If you're walking around with your face out, it means you want to be raped or you're a prostitute. And so that mixes with weird Western gangster culture, because that's what the young kids are like. They're not really even Muslims anymore. It's like thugs that hate the West who think your 12-year-old daughter can be raped because she's wearing a short skirt. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, just, I'm sorry. People from the most third world Middle Eastern countries do not fit in Sweden, folks. They just don't. And the engineers know that. I mean, it just doesn't fit. It's like putting Martians in your living room.
Today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt Carrier Group for 308 and 5.56 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.